like to call the Nebraska Commission for Blind and Visually Impaired Commissioners meeting for November 2nd to order. And just a couple things. We got, we're going to have a couple time frames on the agenda for public comment. Does anybody not have an agenda? We have the agenda available in large print and braille. If you don't have an agenda, please let Kathy know and we'll try to get you one. This meeting will be run in compliance to Nebraska open meeting law. And we do have a copy of the open meeting law, right, Kathy?
Yes, in the back table.
On the back table, so, which is a good thing. We are going to do a recording of this meeting, so it's important that we use the microphone so that it will be on the recording. For those of you that may not be familiar with this building and this room, to my right, there's a door in the back corner, and then you go out to the left, and the restrooms are on the right-hand side past the elevators. I thought we'd go around and do introductions, so I'll start again. My name's Mark Bolger. I'm the ACB designee on this board.
Robert. All right. So I'm Robert Newman, so I'm always happy to be here. Thanks.
Chad Bell, Lyons, Nebraska.
Becky Regan, Dakota City.
Mike Hansen, Lincoln, Nebraska, and I'm the NFB designee.
Carlos Servan, Executive Director, Commission for the Blind.
Old habits.
I'm Kathy Stevens, Administrative Assistant.
Adrian Moody, Omaha Counselor.
Kat Carroll, Deputy Director for Finance.
Jane Nielsen, Radio Talking Book Service.
Nancy Palermo, Omaha District Supervisor.
Carol Jenkins, Deputy Director of Services.
Ryan Ozensowski, Station Manager, Radio Talking Book Service.
Is there anybody to my right?
Valerie Bell, Alliance, Nebraska.
That is it.
All right, thank you and welcome again, everybody. I'd like to thank Nancy Floral for being a great hostess as she is, setting up everything, and Kathy for all that she does to keep us organized and on the move. So to start with, on the agenda, does everybody have the agenda now that would like one? Okay, I don't hear any no's. I'd like to go through the agenda item where we approve the minutes from the August 3rd, 2019 public meeting. And for those in attendance, we do have the minutes available on the website for your viewing if you would ever like to. So do I have a motion to approve the minutes from August 2019?
I move that we approve the minutes from the August 3rd, 2019 meeting.
Thank you, Mike.
Second.
Chad seconds. Okay, we'll do a roll call. Mike?
Yes.
Mark says yes.
Robert. Yep, Robert says yes.
Chad, yes.
Becky, yes.
There you go, Robert, back to you.
I can't.
Okay, well, now we're going to jump right into the... Oh, but you know what, Robert? Would you want to read the minute, read the agenda for everybody?
I was just tapping you on the shoulder.
All right, you're all right. There you go, buddy.
Oh, let's see. Okay. Guess I would like to do this so I can... Just trying to figure out how I can do it so I can use both hands. Oh, this wall set.
You want me to hold it? Oh, you want to try that?
Well, yeah, I think we can try that. As long as I don't move my...
Do you want the stand? I have a stand.
It might be helpful for him.
If there is one, but might as well. Because right here in front of me would be really good.
Hmm.
back.
There you go. The tech person.
Well, is it in position?
Yep, you're good to go.
Okay, starting out here at 9 o'clock, call to order, welcome, and introductions. Announcement concerning public comment periods. Meeting agenda. Open Meeting Act. Proof of publication. Recordings. Other logistics. At 9:10, approval of the August 3rd, 2019 public meeting minutes. 9:15, focus topic, Radio Talking Book Services, RTBS, presentation by RTBS staff. Ongoing business, 10:15, report from the executive director, 11 o'clock, public comment, 11:15, break, 11:30, newsline update, 11:35, client assistance program, CAP, complaints or issues. All right, new business, 11:40. Discuss the question, why commissioners' meetings are on weekends and not during the week. And it says here in parentheses, came up last meeting. All right. 11:55, discuss and set dates and focus topics for next year. Then, in parentheses, two new commissioners start in January 2020. Maybe keep this open. 12:05, public comment. 12:20, typical final comments. 12:25, adjournment.
Thank you, Reverend.
All right.
All right, well, thank you, Robert.
Matt, I just wanted to thank Robert. Robert puts the agenda as vice chair or co-chair before every meeting, and he does a great job. And
vice chair.
Vice chair.
Don't let Robert get you doing that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well, you know what happens. But, yeah, Robert's a great vice chair. Well, we're going to jump right into the focus topic. And as Robert said on the agenda, we have the good people from Radio Talking Book here. And we've got Ryan and Jane here. So I'm going to pass the microphone back to Ryan and Jane. And tell us what we need to know.
Okay, first off, I'd like to thank you very much for having Radio Talking Book as your focus topic today. Ryan, are you going to stand or do you want to stand?
I don't want to know. I'll stand. The coffee is kicked in.
You're awake now.
Why don't you take my arm and we'll go over here at the center of the table so everybody can see us and we're in the center of the room.
Perfect.
There's a couple of chairs up here.
Do you want to sit?
No.
Okay. All right. We'll stand right here. I'm going to let Ryan talk today because I usually talk too much. And then if there's any questions specifically for me, I'd be happy to answer them.
Here you go, Ryan.
Okay. So first of all, I want to apologize to Jane because I don't know where I got this idea, but you know, she says, how much time are we going to spend? And I said, I think the focus topic is like a half hour. And so I'm looking at the agenda and we're going for it. Hour, you guys. I'm supposed to talk for an hour. I don't know how the heck that's going to work.
I bet you can.
Chad,
you can always talk slow.
I will talk slow. The coffee's kicked in. So, Thank you for having us this morning. I am Ryan Ozentoski, the station manager at Radio Talking Book Service in Omaha, Nebraska. We just celebrated our 45th year of service here in the Omaha community and statewide. So I guess what I'll do is I'll just kind of talk about the basics of what we do. I think most of you know who we are and what we do, but for anybody that may not be familiar, we are a radio reading service. Back in the 70s, long before the age of the internet, blind people did not have a lot of options in terms of newspapers and print publications. They could either have someone come read it to them. If they had low vision, they could try to read it themselves and strain their eyes. This is long before a lot of the handheld magnifiers that we take for granted today. And so it was assumed that a service like Radio Talking Book, which reads newspapers and magazines and other printed publications, would be a benefit, and it turns out that it has been a great benefit. And so in partnership with Omaha Public Radio, Radio Talking Book Service came into being in the mid-1970s, September 3rd of 1974 to be exact. And at first it was a regional service covering basically the Omaha metro area, and I can't remember exactly when it was that we partnered with Nebraska Public Public Broadcasting, making our signal available on the secondary audio programming channel. I believe it was sometime in the mid-1980s when that became a possibility. But I know my first introduction to Radio Talking Book as a kid came not from one of the receivers, but in Kearney, Nebraska, growing up, I was playing around with the channels, flipping channels one night, and I was pushing buttons on the TV, which drove my parents crazy to no end, because I'd always screw up the picture. And I suddenly heard someone reading the Omaha World Herald and figured out that that was, in fact, the secondary audio programming. And so that's how a lot of us outside of the Omaha area listened to Radio Talking Book. And then, of course, there came a point when we partnered with PBS in the late 2000s, and now we are a statewide organization that is with statewide coverage. So there are many ways in which one can listen to Radio Talking Book. You can use our special digital receiver, which picks up the NET signal, and that is a flat silver radio with a large antenna on it, and that has statewide coverage anywhere from Council Bluffs to Scotts Bluff, as Jane likes to say. You can get the signal for Radio Talking Book. With the cooperation of NET, you can hear that signal. That is a neat little radio. It's very easy to use, just has one little knob on the front. We also have, one of our great advances was that we have now an internet stream. We've had it for, I want to say, 5 or 6 years. And using that, you can either tune in with your computer, you can listen with a variety of handheld devices, Apple, Android phones, iPads, whatnot, using an app called TuneIn. If you type in Nebraska Radio Reading Service, or Radio Talking Book Service, rather, you can find us. We have, we're available on Alexa and Google Home, so you can hear us. That's what confused me just a second ago. You can hear Nebraska Radio Reading, if you say Alexa, play Nebraska Radio Reading Service on TuneIn, then it will play. And so you can hear it that way. What am I missing? The Metrosonics radios, they're the wireless internet radios, also tuned into our stream. Those are a little tricky, and unfortunately those are kind of what we use the most, often sending those to retirement communities, nursing homes, and the homes of other people, especially outside of the Omaha metro area. We use those to tune into the internet stream as well, but those are not accessible for a blind person to program, to set up, and they are a pain in the neck to set up. So oftentimes Jane or Becca will either do it personally and send the radio out, or they will direct someone by telephone, some sighted reader. Or the commission does, oh yes, thank you. See, this is why Jane's here, to put little bugs in my ear. Glenn Irvin was, God bless him, was such a great guy at helping us set up radios of that way. And there's a gentleman in North Platte, I believe, that helps us as well set up those wireless internet radios. There's a guy in Lincoln. Why am I doing this?
Because you just already told the story in a very good way.
Okay. All right. Larry, it's Larry Roos, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Larry, he also sets up our radios. The other thing I want to mention is we're getting more into podcasting. And so if you want to listen on demand, you can find our podcasts on our website. Mike Hansen, I believe, just found them recently. We interviewed both Barbara and Brad Lose as a part of Meet the Blind Month for our Community Conversations program, and we put those podcasts, those interviews up on our website. So you can download our podcasts from our website, or you can also find us on iTunes. You can just search for Radio Talking Book Service, and you can find us. So I think that's, in the Omaha area, we still have our FM radios, which pick up the signal. It's a subcarrier frequency from KIOS. It's a local public radio station. That's a little more dubious in terms of listenability because oftentimes, and I have one at home, this is the problem I have, is there's a lot of static interference because it's a subcarrier signal. And so when you try to listen to someone reading the Norfolk Daily News and you're hearing sound bleed from KIOS or you're hearing a lot of static, and a lot of people have a tough time. And the signal is not strong outside of the Omaha area. So we're trying to slowly phase away from that and send more listeners either the wireless internet radios or the NET signal radios, or just encourage them to listen online or with their handheld devices. As to what we cover in terms of content, kind of our flagship program, if you will, is the live newspaper reads we do every morning, 7 days a week from 10 to noon. And that is the Lincoln Journal Star, the Omaha World Herald, or what is left of it at this point. It seems like the papers keep shrinking. Mm-hmm. We cover regional newspapers from all around the state, everything from the Council Bluffs Nonpareil to the Norfolk Daily News, the Fremont Tribune, the Kearney Hub, Grand Island Independent, the Hastings Tribune, the Scotts Bluff Star Herald, the North Platte Telegraph, Columbus Telegram, the Omaha Star, and I'm missing one.
Council Bluffs?
I mentioned Council Bluffs. Anyway, so we are trying to cover all that we can. I did say Fremont, yes. So, there's that. We also have a lot of special interest programming. We have a program called The Bookshelf, which is just a daily program where someone reads a portion of a novel for an hour. And then we have some different special interest programs, everything from cooking to my favorite is Pet Paws, because I'm an animal lover. And so we run that. We have a senior summary, which focuses on the AARP magazine. We've got old-time radio. We've got consumer information, which focuses on different money magazines like Consumer Reports and Fortune 500. We have a mystery theater, which focuses on little short stories, trips and travel. And we are partnering with Outlook Nebraska. Well, they're a sponsor. And we have a program called Tech It Out, which features all the news about tech, both blind-specific tech and regular mainstream tech. So that, in terms of content, is mostly what we do. I should mention the Veterans Hour. Since it's November and Veterans Day is coming up, we also have a program that focuses on military and veterans. So I think I've covered most of the basics. Is there any questions that I can answer?
I have a couple for you, Ryan.
I knew you would. See, I told Jane, if anyone's going to have questions, it's going to be Mike.
So first off, the content that you provide, is it all produced in-house, or do you have anything that you get via syndication?
It is not all produced in-house. I would guess 75%, if a rough estimate of 75% of our stuff is produced locally. We do download some stuff from other radio reading services. The aforementioned Pet Paws show, it actually comes from the Virginia Voice. We were running the military news from the Mind's Eye radio reading service from Belleville, Illinois. We just recently got someone local to start reading that. The cooking show's local. The Blindness and Disability News Hour, which is a compilation of different magazines, the Braille monitor, the Braille forum. There's a gentleman there, again, that's from Mind's Eye. We have Diabetic News, which comes from Fort Wayne. And so there are a few programs like that, but yes, most of our stuff is local.
Okay, and then the other question I had was, the newspapers that you read online, how do you choose what to read out of the papers? I'm assuming that you don't read, that's an assumption that you don't read the entire paper.
We do not, because we're a broadcast station and because we adhere to a schedule, we do what time permits. We have, each reader has a schedule that they follow. So for instance, when they come in and read the Omaha World Herald, Lincoln Journal Star, they may spend 20 or 30 minutes on national and international news, and then they may spend another 15 minutes on state and local news, and then another 15 minutes on obituaries. It's a two-hour block, and there's two papers there. But each reader has the same kind of schedule. Whether it's a 30-minute show, you know, what we found is the Columbus Telegram once a week, if we dedicate 30 minutes to it, that's essentially five or six newspapers compiled into it. So it's always, it's difficult to get everything in that should be in, so we try to prioritize.
That's true.
So there's a schedule that's followed.
I have a comment. Also, when we read the regional papers, we don't read national or international news that may be in that paper, because our listeners have the chance to get that in the morning. So if it's the Norfolk paper, it's news just local to Norfolk in that area, if that makes sense.
So what, like if I wanted to tune in and listen to the Scotts Bluff paper, is there a certain time of the day that I would do that?
Yes. Again, because we're a broadcast station and because we operate on a schedule, we keep things as finite as we can. So Scotts Bluff, for instance, is every Thursday afternoon at 5.
Oh, okay.
So you can count on that, you know, because listeners are going to, you know, they're going to think of that. You know, it's 5 o'clock Thursday, I've got to check in for Scotts Bluff. We're also thinking of expanding our broadcast time. Right now we go from 9 in the morning to midnight, and we're looking at switching that from 8 in the morning till midnight, because we want to give the regional newspapers more than one play. So we're hoping to expand.
When Ryan was telling you about the different receivers we have, we also have a barracks box that is a small, square, silver box that can be used to plug into a closed-circuit television system, much like a hospital has or a care facility, where they have their own channel within a facility that's in the patient or client rooms on their television. So we have that barracks box installed at the VA hospital in Omaha and also in Grand Island, and it's in all three Methodist hospitals in the metro, two in Omaha and one in Council Bluffs, and then it's in about a dozen care facilities. Other hospitals have tried to install it. We offer no tech support or no additional equipment, just that barracks box and the cables to connect to a system. As you can imagine, some of the hospitals are so complex and they've been added on to and expanded, and so they've had difficulty getting it to work on their system. So otherwise it would be in more facilities that we could, you know, anything we could get into. And the, why did I think there was another one? There's four, the FM, the barracks, the NET, and the radio, you'd said that. Oh, we also have a phone number that people can use. If the FM radio doesn't work because it's staticky, the NET radio doesn't work because it just doesn't pick up the signal, and they don't have internet access, we will give them, we have a special phone number that they can dial into and listen to us as well. So that was the only other way that people can listen that Ryan didn't mention.
I think I'll mention, Mike, you might find it interesting, for those that like tech stuff, the barracks box has been kind of a godsend for us, because up until recently we've used standard telephone lines, I think DSL lines, to broadcast our signal both to KIOS and to NET, which is a little expensive these days. Landlines are getting more expensive, actually. And so what we've done with KIOS is we switched to that barracks box, so they now carry our internet signal. It still broadcasts over the terrestrial radio signal. People that turn on their FM radios are still hearing it as they normally have, but it's coming from our internet stream rather than a phone line. And we're working on transitioning to that method with NET radio as well. So we'll have all our eggs in one basket, as it were.
Ryan, I'm sure lots of people, I mean, we have two radio, we have two services in Nebraska. We have Radio Talking Book Service, and of course we have NFB Newsline, and there are differences in the services that are that they provide, strengths and weaknesses, if you will. And I think the one weakness that I long had always seen in the Radio Talking Book Service was the fact that I had to listen on your schedule. And I'm really excited to hear that you guys are getting into the podcast, where you're taking those programs that I used to have to participate and listen on your schedule, and you're keeping recordings of those and archiving them away for us to be able to access on our schedule. I'm really excited about that and really appreciative that you're doing that now, and I would encourage you to expand the amount of content that you do that with.
That's an excellent point. We are, in the coming year, going to put, I won't say all of our shows, but at least most of the, what I want to say, like, we want to put all the regional newspapers up as well as the Lincoln Journal Star, Omaha World Herald. Our Community Conversations is already up. Maybe our Veterans Hour, since that's now local. We're going to expand to a second channel. But yes, podcasting is certainly the wave of the future right now, as it were. And so that is something that we want to pursue. It's a priority item on our agenda. And yeah, a lot of people in here are aware, I've worked for Newsline for 7 years. I love the service. Over in Colorado, when I worked at the radio reading service in Boulder, the gentleman that was the director there was a strong NFB member, and even though he started his own radio reading service in 1990, he felt like the universe was big enough for both to coexist peacefully. In fact, it turned out that over there, they were the two services were on the same line item in the state budget. And so kind of what that taught me was that they don't have to be competitors. Newsline is certainly a worthy service, and I still use it. A lot of people use it. The one advantage I think Radio Talking Book has over that is we offer human voices to read the content. And what I would mention is, with senior citizens especially, they tend to be a little more intimidated by the notion of a computer reading their news over the telephone, or they're perhaps not computer literate with the handheld devices, the iPhone app for Newsline or the Pocket app. And so it's just easier for them to turn on a radio and listen to us that way. We do find the majority of our listeners are, in fact, of the senior citizen population. But the other thing that we do is we probably provide more local content. And granted, that content is limited due to our time schedule, but it is there. So, yeah, but I love Newsline, certainly.
Right.
Mr. Newman.
Yes, thank you. I would like to know more specifically kind of what your job is. I mean, what you do, what kinds of equipment that you work with, you know, programs. Because I think there's always been a blind guy doing, you know, that part of the jobs in Radio Talking Book. So I'd like to know just more kind of what you specifically do. Then I guess I'm not sure of all the different kinds of jobs are there besides, you know, the boss lady and then you, the guy on the voice, and you're manipulating all the equipment. So I'm not sure who else. And I guess I'm not even sure just like what other jobs a blind person could do there, because I know, you know, that the director has been done by several blind people in the past, didn't it?
Yes, my job is basically to do whatever Jane tells me. So, which you hear laughing over there.
And he manipulates things in the office as well, not just the equipment.
Thanks. I appreciate the vote of confidence there. So, Robert, first I'll answer what my job entails. Essentially, I run the playlist every day and make sure that everything plays when it should. I make sure that every program is of the correct time. Occasionally, that will involve some editing.
And then, kind of, what kind of equipment are you using?
I use a Windows 10 machine with JAWS or NVDA at my discretion. And then the soundboard that I used to broadcast the live newspapers and also that we used to pre-record interviews for community conversation or other things, the podcast, for Tech It Out, that is accessible. One of the troubling aspects, I'm sure many